The Shulchan Aruch paskens in Arachaim, Siman Reish Chof Gimel, the end of the Siman, says, HaMinig Lomer L'Mishal Loivesh Beged Chadash, Tevalei V'Tischadash. The Minig is when somebody wears a new Beged, that we tell him, Tevalei V'Tischadash, you should wear out the Beged, become worn out, and then you should buy a new one. That is the marker for what we do today. When someone has something new, we say Tischadash. But then the Ramah says, Reish Mishakasov Shein Lomer Kenam in Olam HaBegadim Hanasim Arishol Behema, are those who say that even though we're going to do that for regular Begadim, that you should not do it for Begadim that come from an R from the skin of a behema, or shoes that come from the skin of a behema. Why? Because if it's coming from the skin of the behema, then by definition, you're going to have to kill another behema in order to create more skin. You can't skin the animal when it's still alive, as opposed to the wool or something like that. And it says, and therefore we can't have a bracha where you're wishing him to do something that's going to cause another behemoth to be killed. That's what the Ramah brings at Samar Machmir not to do. But then the Ramah ends off and he says, this time is very weak, but nevertheless, many people are Machmir not to say on something that comes from leather, that comes from the skin of a behemoth. So the Shaila is, what exactly is the Kasha of the Ramah? Why does he say it's a Tam Cholosh Moed? What's his problem in saying they shouldn't do it? Because Rachmuk HaMaisav Ksiv, that you're wishing for another behemoth to die. And Lechor, the Pshat is that even though another behemoth is going to have to be killed in order to create this leather for the Baggot or for the shoes, but Lamaisa, that's what behemoths are made for. They're made here to serve us. We're allowed to kill them. We're allowed to use them. We're allowed to eat them. We're allowed to use their skin. So Mamela, the Ramah held, that's not a chisan of Rachma Makom Maisav. It's nothing wrong with that. That's what they're made for. So if that's what they're made for, why would there be a problem of Rachma Makom Maisav? And therefore he says it's a Tam Cholosh Ma'id. But the Maisav people are makbid not to do it. So I just want to be mazer what I think the mucker is for those who are makbid not to say this because of Rachma Makom Maisav. What's up, Shat? Lamaisav behemoths are made for that purpose. Why is it a lack of Rachma Makom Maisav to say Tavala B'Tischadish? And I think the mucker is Ramash Mar Sugya from the Maisav with Rebbe. It says the Rebbe got Yesurim. On the top, there was an eagle that they're bringing it to be shechted. And it went and it tried to hide in the begadim of Rebbe, not to be shechted. But Kabachi was crying, Amrle. And Rebbe told this eagle, Zil, go ahead, lekach metzarta. This is what you were created for, to be shechted. And Amri, halav lekem arachem, leisali yisurim. And the Gemara says, because he didn't have a chmanis on the eagle, he got yisurim. And it's mashed from the Gemara later on that was a chisarn of a rachem of a kol maisav. So it's Mavur over here that even though Rebbe was correct that the Egel is Lekach Netzart, an Egel is created to be Shechted, that's his purpose, that's its Tachlis. Afal Pichen, there was some lack of sensitivity, Lufi Madrigasai, that there's something that he shouldn't have said. And even though it's true that the Egel should be Shechted, that's its Tachlis, but to go ahead and declare it proudly and to say, you know, this is your purpose, this is what you're created for, that the Gemara held is a problem of Rachma Komaisav, and you shouldn't speak it out, even though it's true, but you don't have to say it. And that's why the Assyrim came. So it could be that's the Pshat in this Yesh Armim over here. That even though it's true that the tachas of the behema is to kill it and to get the ar for another nal or for other begadim, but that's what it's that is what its tachas is. But to go ahead and say it and to wish someone to vala v'tischadish, to declare it proudly and say I want you to wear it out and then kill another behema to do it, that already goes into rachma l'kol ma'asev. So we see that even though that is a tachas, but when it comes to an amira, it's better not to do it, and that is l'chari the mucker of those yesh arba. Well, Lamaisa, if you look over here in the Marsha learns that the Tainan Rebbe was not because, Lamaisa, if it would be Lekach Netzar, there wouldn't be a Tainan Rebbe for saying it. Rebbe has a right to say it, but it's dafka by an Egel because it says an Egel really is not Netzar for Shechita. An Egel bederchla is for Radia, not for Shechita, and that's why dafka by Egel is a Taino for him not to say Lekach Netzar. It sounds like by regular Behema that was its purpose is a Shechita, Taka wouldn't be a problem. So if you learn like the Marsha, then you Taka don't see from this Gemara, this aside, that there's an issue with saying it, even though that is a tachas adavar, so it could be that's the Pshan the Ramah, who did not like this time. He said it's a tam cholosh moed. He held it's not a right from the Gemara because if the Marsha, there is no right to this in Marsugya. But if you learn like the Pashas Advar without the Marsha, that even though it is true the Lekach Netzarta, but still that's not something Rebbe should say, then that would talk to be a mucker for the Shita. Then when it comes to Begat Shal Ar or Min Om Shal Ar, then you should not say Tevala B'Tischadish.